You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Perspectives. It's me, Ashley Burgess. And you know, Perspective is an intelligent, rich, real, and non-biased show, and it happens to be on the radio. It's more than a show. You know, it's really the marriage of cutting-edge knowledge, humor, intelligent banter, and successful life-enhancing tools that, when implemented by you, consequently can change your life in ways you can only imagine until now. I want to welcome back our avid, beautiful listeners, and I want to thank our P1s and all that listen to Perspectives. For new listeners, we are happy you tuned in, and I believe you'll be making this a usual freeing mind Sunday experience. You know, later on in the hour, we have Ashley Roberts from CW33 joining us on Perspectives. Jake Busey will be on with the Busey Minute, and our social segment, Out and About with Cynthia Smoot. If you remember back to last week, you know, the topic of discussion was centered on the fact that all of us have a different perspective on everything. You know, we all have a different perspective because of our past, our upbringing, our family, our environment, all of which serve to morph the way we think, the way we see things, the way we interpret what we see. You know, because all of us have an entirely different family, the different upbringing, the different living situation, environment, a different womb, for that matter, different education. You might have grown up with religion, you might have grown up without religion, and you might have been from a different country, who knows? You know, these things paint our lives differently. And with those differences come different ways of interpreting almost everything. Some of us find a few others that interpret something maybe kind of closely to how we do. You know, for the most part, your friends see things basically different. That's why we try and find, you know, a person, the ability to sense things similarly or the same and to take on this, you know, the stimulus in the same similar manner as well. You know, we like and we even choose to prefer people that kind of get us because it causes more cohesion. It gives us a better balance. It seems to be less fighting. And obviously, there's more understanding. You know, understanding another human being and having another human being understand you happens to be basically all humans' top priority. You know, when someone understands you, they get you. You are then fulfilled. That's kind of the concept. You know, the whole idea where no man is an island, that kind of thing. It's hard to be by yourself and for nobody to understand you. You know, it's better to not have to go all over the world explaining why you do and what you do to everyone. You know, at least some people understand and don't ask for an explanation. And on top of that, they aren't angry by the way you move and the actions you make. You know, sometimes things that seem really normal to you and I, or just normal to you, is the exact opposite to others. You know, when you go anywhere in public, your actions, my actions, your words, my words, can be interpreted and misinterpreted every time, anywhere, and everywhere. You might mean one thing, and someone takes something completely different from your words and actions. You know, unfortunately, we have a few people around us that understand us, maybe sometimes 80%, maybe sometimes 90% of the time. That's really good actual percentages right there. I mean, for the most part, people probably get you sometimes 20%, 30%, 40% of the time. So think about it. What you're saying is completely either going underneath their feet or over their head, or they're not getting it, or you're completely angering somebody when you're trying to do something nice. Who knows? You know, so this is the time in the show that we go deeper into the perspective's mind's eye. Here we go. You know, hold on to your purses, hold on to your wallets, we're going for it. You know, let's keep this concept close and add another variable, okay? So think about what I was just talking about, let's add something else to it. You know, we find ourselves dealing with people in life as well that don't seem to care one bit about anyone else. I think all of us have come into contact with those people probably on a daily basis. What about when you deal with people that don't care and don't even think about anybody else, why they do anything, or for that matter, they don't care about your perspective. They don't care what you have to say, what you think, what you feel. You know, we categorize these people as being narcissistic. Some people would say that they're self-absorbed. Okay. Because they are so centered around self, they don't care about what others think or feel. And we've all come into contact with these people. Sometimes we might come into these contact with these people, sadly, every day of our lives. You know, because they're all centered around self, they don't care. They don't think about what other people think. They don't feel what other people feel. You know, the exact opposite of the narcissist is the type of person who overanalyzes absolutely every action and every word of everyone. You know, a person who overanalyzes tends to see hundreds of possibilities, and they see it why someone would do something or say something. You know, people who tend to overanalyze life situations sometimes have a difficult time trying to stop this routine because you can get somewhat addicted to getting to the bottom of something. You know, it's like being a detective. You know, it's like sniffing out a case. You can get addicted to getting to the bottom of something or understanding something and how a person or how something works. You know, people that overanalyze are sometimes, well, for the most part, all the time, overachievers in the standpoint that they go the extra mile to try and understand a situation. You know, contrary to the non-caring, non-thoughtful narcissist, on the other hand, the overanalyzer can sometimes get frozen in non-action due to the desire to understand a person in a situation. You know, for the most part, people fall into either one of three categories. The first category, and definitely not the best category, would be the me person, the me category. It's all about me. It's all about self. Can I talk about me some more? Y'all want to hear about me some more? I got some stuff about me that's really great. And everything always goes back to me. The second is the overanalyzer, the person that overanalyzes everything. You want to get down to the bottom of it. They want to understand why somebody did something. It's kind of the detective, the overanalyzer in society. And then you have that middle ground, and that middle ground usually comes with lots of work. You know, in order to be in the middle between the two, you have to work daily to not overanalyze. But somebody in the middle ground has never been a narcissist. You know, a self-absorbed person has no middle ground. They're just completely self-absorbed. And a person is either self-absorbed or an overanalyzer or a born-again middle grounder. And that's what I like to say, is that I'm trying to be a born-again middle grounder. I'm working on that. I'm working on that. Have a tendency to overanalyze things, okay? Have a tendency of doing it. You know, honestly, I think I do a good job. And most of the time, I get to the bottom of it. And it is kind of like being a detective. You know, I don't feel like corny like Scooby-Doo or something like that. I feel, you know, very... like I'm broadening my horizons, like when I look at things and I understand people and I can really get to the heart of something, you know, it's really kind of interesting. You know, so tonight we'll be going through several scenarios that can really shine a light into the personalities of the people that join the show and also give some information into the human psyche that allow us to understand life better. You get where I'm going with this. Obviously, I'm not a narcissist. Some people might say I'm an overanalyzer. We'll see about that. I'm trying to get to the middle ground. This information can be really extrapolated in the sense that it's based upon thinking and people's perspective. You know, you can understand what people value, you can understand what's important to them, and how they think and how they feel about some of the wildest scenarios, which is great because when you kind of take some of the things and some of our everyday scenarios that we deal with, and sometimes you don't even think about it. You don't even think about some of these things, but sometimes you need to bring these up because when you're talking to people, when you get to understand their perspective and how they deal with a situation of that caliber, whether it have emotional feeling or no emotional feeling, whether it be funny, not funny, what have you, it can really aid and abet you in the situation when you're looking at them for a deeper issue or to understand maybe their future actions. You know, so stay tuned because tonight we have Ashley Roberts on from CW33. I love her. She is great. And we got Jake Busey coming on as well for the Busey Minute, and that'll be later on in the hour as well. And we have Cynthia Smoot coming on with our social scene. So keep the dial on 570 AM or keep the live stream going on www.klif.com. And you know what? You got it. We'll be right back.